Speak to my heart, Holy Spirit. Give me the words that will bring new life. Words on the wings of the morning. The dark nights will fade away if you speak to my heart. Speak to my heart, Holy Spirit, message of love to encourage me, lifting my heart from despair, how you love me and care for me. Speak to my heart. Speak to my heart, Lord. Give me your holy word. If I can't hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go alone. I'll never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide. Speak to my heart, Lord. Give me your holy word. If I can't hear from you,
yes,
then I'll know what to do. I won't go alone. I'll never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide. Speak to my heart. Amen.
Amen. Oh, man. That's sweet, Sister Loma. Thank you for that.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that. Oh, James, you want to open us in prayer?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Happy to be back in Georgia again. We just want to thank God for having us to come together one more day, Jesus. Mm-hmm. One Saturday evening that we've been waiting for, because we know we're going to have a good word today. Yeah. God, I thank you for giving us the time that you give us. Thank you, Jesus, for just being who you are. Lord, the Lord, the King of Kings, with all power in your hand. Gee, we just want to keep on blessing you, keep on blessing the one that need to help, Jesus. Lord, I ask you to fix the atmosphere today, Jesus, because there's so much stuff going on in this universe, Lord. But we know that you understand what's going on. All we need is just one touch from you. So, God, we ask you that. Touch the universe, Jesus, so we can say everything going to be all right. Because we know once you get your hands on it, it can't help for being okay. So we just want to thank you for this day. We thank you for the pastors. Thank you for the members. Everyone that on this line, the one who wanted to be on that and could be on that, Jesus. We just want to give them all the thanks. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, let me come behind that church. Pray. Father, I do just thank you for, again, another week that you've allowed us to gather once again. Lord, again, praise you for this beautiful song that went forward, the prayer, and now mine as I begin to prepare to share your message this week, Lord. Father, I ask you just to give us ears to hear, Father God, eyes to see what it is you're saying at this moment. Father, we are just hungry for your word, hungry to receive from you in revelation, direction, all that we need, Father, to carry us forward. So, Father God, again, let me decrease that you would increase. You would take over the service once again, that we would hear from you. We love you. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's not interesting who's on the call. I think this is a unique message for the folks that are actually on this call. We always have, you know, there's more, but specifically certain individuals, I think you'll really see where God is wanting to lead and take you, guess, to the next level. I don't think I have a sermon today. I have more of an announcement. And it really piggybacks on a bit of last week's message. The appointed time was such a deep word that I couldn't just get away from it this week. You know, God just says, you receive the word as I deliver it. And even when I listen back to myself, God still stirs things in me. And I thought I was moving on to something else, like I've done with you guys in the past, you know, with other messages. And sometimes you got to stick a little longer, not the exact thing, but there's a little bit more to add to it with maybe different spin. And I heard from a few people this week in regards to that message and how I really ministered to them. And I just actually got the edited version back, so I didn't send that back out to you all yet. I'll send that out today just so you'll have it as maybe a refresher. You might want to hear some of the things that were said. You may remember some, but you hear some other stuff and it'll be like, oh man, that was a heavy word. But so we know God always takes it the way he's going to take it, but I just know I didn't have a lot that I jotted down because I felt like it's more of an announcement to bring some further push or clarity on something that was already shared. But the title of this announcement, I say, is called The Unexpected Call. The Unexpected Call. As I mentioned last week, the title was The Appointed Time. And that pretty much was talking about the God's appointed time in our life. You know, we have time that we think we're doing something and things that we're scheduling and so forth. But then ultimately it's God's schedule and his timing of when things actually happen. And as I was still meditating on that this week and really going towards another message, because I had something else that was building, and really it was this morning when I just prayed and said, God, which way do I go? And he said, you still need to stay here a little bit, but go with this additional. So I said, okay. But with this title being The Unexpected Call, if you think about that title and what it might mean to you when somebody says The Unexpected Call, that being a call we get that we don't expect. Pretty simple like that. If you think about receiving a phone call, a lot of times I know if I hear about an unexpected call, I'm thinking about maybe that call in the middle of the night. You get a call that, hey, someone's passed on, a loved one or a friend or whatever, right? That unexpected call. Or maybe it was a call from the doctor where you got a call back on report that said, hey, you got this sickness or this disease or whatever the case may be. And you weren't really expecting that. You just, that was the call. Or you got a call, maybe somebody was in an accident, car accident, right? Like, oh man, so-and-so was in an accident. You know, again, unexpected call. Heard somebody went to the hospital, right? When even receiving calls from Elder for me this year, and then even letting you guys know, I know, unexpected call, wow. You know, with somebody we know and love, and you know, went to the hospital, right in our midst. But again, saying the unexpected call, one that we wasn't necessarily expecting to hear or get. That's a difference when I say unexpected call versus unexpected news. Meaning, we hear news, we can hear news from the media. Man, we hear something of some celebrity or something that happened. Well, it was unexpected, but it came as news to us. You know, it wasn't necessarily personal. Following where I'm going, wasn't, you know, hey, I knew that person. Somebody called me on the phone. This was direct. I didn't hear it in the media. I didn't read it in the newspaper. So unexpected call versus unexpected news. I think that really brings us back to last week in the appointed time. And actually, Sister Monica's testimony was a buildup for this message. Sometimes you wonder why things are mentioned and a person is really just sharing about their situation or whatever. But God can take that and then just magnify something and say, now do this with that. And you're like, man, okay. And it was really cool for Sister Monica to share. And that testimony was when she was talking about having stopped smoking. Remember, she had shared with us about a friend and some things she had heard about what was going on with this friend. They were sick and, you know, stuff that was going on with them. But she was talking about herself and that she had given up smoking and realized that, hey, I couldn't continue to do that. You know, she had a very serious scare, you know, with her health and realized like, hey, I got to stop that. Well, church, what God was showing me and really even in this week and going back to this, that message from last week and bringing the different twist or an add-on for us this week is that just like Sister Monica shared that, and again, we think about something is really as simple in the concept of something that we've heard all of our life about smoking, and smoking can lead to sickness or cancer and all these other kind of things. And people smoke all the time. And, you know, I know, you know, since a little kid, who don't know that smoking was around? And so you've heard it all your life. It's one of those things that, you know, either you do it or you don't, or you try to manage whatever, but it's nothing new in terms of that's been out here, smoking. But for her, in sharing it was something that was hindering her, that caused her to have issues with her health, and to a point where she realized, and this could be with anybody, but anybody doesn't make the call or finally able to make the step to say, I gotta stop. Oh yeah, and enough is enough. Well, what you may have not saw on the call in the middle of the Zoom, and I just, you know, I was just, you know, sharing the message last week, whatever, but you know, sometimes you see certain things. I believe it was this, and I didn't, you know, confirm it, but she was talking, and I believe Brother Glenn had held up a cigarette box, wasn't it, Brother Glenn? Yes, he had a cigarette box that he was holding up. Sister Monica was talking about that she had stopped smoking, and I think Brother Glenn was just kind of pointing out to something that, well, like, well, hey, I am doing this. All right, that's something that he's doing. Well, we were in a whole different message and going to a whole different space where we were last week about the point in time and the message. But something very simple in that message, God magnified for me, and I think he wants to magnify for us today. And one of those is that where someone else can get the victory, oh, come on, church. Oh, Sister Loretta. And say, you know what? I'm done with this. Yeah. And overcome. Someone else could be battling in it. Or it may not necessarily be a battle for them, but they're dealing in that and other person is not. Right within our own grips. Yeah. And I thought, again, it was very interesting. Again, you know, Sister Monica was emphasizing on this side, and Brother Glenn was kind of like, yeah, look, you know, I'm working with this. In church, it really hit for me because as I was going through the week, you know, you run across different situations, you talk to people, and again, the different challenges and the things that are going on. Real quick sidestep, you all get to see the text I sent this morning about the food line again. Just right, you didn't get sick. But basically, I was sharing the text about reflections in the food lines, like I talk about every Saturday that's out there. And I was saying that the struggle is real. And it equated, I was kind of laying even a little bit of foundation for us getting ready to talk now about the struggle is real in terms of even Sister Monica and what a struggle was for her, that she got over it, but what people are still dealing with out here. Not of their choice, of, hey, you know, I got to be in this food line. But I said further along in the message that even though that might may be where they are, God is still making provision. Come on, church. Might not be the one you want to be in the line, but hey, there still is a way to get some food. And in the meantime, until you get into where you need to be next. And so I wanted to lay that out to you, church, back to, again, I told you, I have, I believe, more of an announcement today of just that little segment that happened in our message last week, and how if you're not even catching it, you know, you guys are looking at me and you know, as I'm speaking or whatever, but just how, again, right within your own group, see how we can miss something. And this wasn't about anybody had to catch this, but right within how it's important that we're connected with each other, that, you know, somebody saw something that it wasn't necessarily seen, but maybe you can come back and say, well, wow, even though Brother Glenn, he was just pointing out to something he may have been doing, might not just be a struggle for him, but you know what? Maybe, say, if he wasn't speaking or wasn't in a position to speak and say, hey, I need some help with this, but I'm giving sign language. Come on, church. I'm sharing something some way. Somebody might have saw it. So, oh, Pastor Cordy, and maybe I could have come back and just say, hey, you know what? I saw you do that or whatever. I don't know if anything was with it, but is everything okay? Come on, church. This is the time that we're living in, okay? And so that happened, and as I said, it's been building for me all week as I was getting ready to go into this other message that, you know, it'll come when it's supposed to. I was like, whoa, man, we're going to have something this week. We always do, but, and God was like, can't go yet. Whoo, man, you got to come back to this for a second because I got another spin for you, son, for my people. And so hold on to that for a second. Again, laying a little foundation of stuff. That was the point in time last week. Now we're talking about, again, the unexpected call. Well, as I shared about that phone call that we're not necessarily expecting that we may get, the same thing goes, church, that as I shared last week, we were talking about Moses, Abraham, and Elizabeth, right? In their call, the appointed time for them. Well, church, just like we can get, or we're not planning for that unexpected call from man, our family, our friends, whatever, I don't think Moses or Abraham were expecting that call from God. Come on, church. Woo, my goodness. It was an unexpected call. They were minding their business. Abraham didn't set out to say, I'm going to be the father of many nations, and I'm going out to a land that God's promising me, and I just got to trust him on where he's leading me. Or Moses, the same way of, hey, God tells him at 80, back to the age thing, right? Abraham at 75, hey, I want you to go back and get my people out of Egypt, Moses. And Moses, you remember, he initially kind of like, hey, you can't be really talking to me, right? Matter of fact, I got a speech problem. Come on, Sister Loretta, right? I can't even really speak. Bringing up an excuse. God's like, I'll speak. You just go. And see, church, it was an unexpected call. Oh, man. Well, we spent a lot of time talking about, again, we always going to have our Bible references in what people did back then and what they went through. And it's no different than the things that we're dealing with in this time. It's just in this time. But I really believe, and this is the emphasis about the announcement. I could say, as I've been saying, many of us on this call, we're the over 50 crowd. Not that we're old and done, but we've lived a little bit of life. We've seen some things. And why would God, as he did, choose Moses and Abraham at 80 and 75 and go on to do great things? Well, the same thing with us. And here's the emphasis. We've always referenced, and I bring these people up, but really, church, it's coming back to you. See, even when we talked about Elder James, when he made 80, and we're talking about, okay, hey, God's got a greater call on his life. He's being ordained an elder now. He's going to do more whatever God has for him. But church, just like for everybody else on this call, see, the unexpected call is the unexpected call for you. And God is really aligning up, church. I've been talking about Moses,
I've been talking about Abraham and everybody else and Joseph and all these other individuals. But God is waiting for to make an unexpected call to you, Brother Glenn. Come on, church. Sister Monica. All the stuff that y'all holding on to. Aunt Thelma. Everybody on this call. And the thing about it, we don't have to necessarily get to 80. We're in the latter stages, or even Aunt Thelma, who has gone past that time, and God has still blessed her to be here with us and be a blessing and all that. But church, as I've been preaching about time and now and all these other kind of things, coming back to, and this is the hit of the announcement. We're really not going to be long today. I always say that, and then we'll continue to go on. But really, this is the thrust of what God wants, because I'm going to leave this with you, and you're just going to go with that. But guys, the unexpected call that's on your life right now. See, Sister Monica recognized something, and it cost her a bit of pain and suffering, if you would say, but sometimes it takes us to go through some hard times before we had enough. And she said, hey, that's it. And we clapped and everything and said, yeah, you know, she's like, it's been over a year, whatever long it was. But church, here's the thing. In that, God just brought this back to me, and I may have said this a year ago, but I don't know why it's so important that it's coming back right now, but this is the deal. A lot of things we don't have control over that come in our lives, certain sicknesses or, you know, accident, things that can kind of come. But if our health is something that we're dealing with, and we have certain decisions that we can make that will help us along the way, AKA back to better eating, diet, you know, exercise, whatever these general things. And the stuff again that we all know, we hear for years and we say, yeah, whatever, right? But still, for whatever reason, it doesn't hold root. We don't push away from the table. That's to say you can't have fried chicken, but you don't eat all the fried chicken. You know, can't have some ice cream, but you can't eat all ice cream, all the candy, all the sweets. And church, we already, and particularly in our communities, and what has already in a lot of our families and stuff, health, it's already been a challenge. You know, we're not having necessarily the best healthcare and options on things. And I know eating healthier can even be somewhat costly at times because of certain foods you gotta buy or whatever. But that doesn't negate the part that you still can control of exercise or proper rest and things that you can do what you can do. Because here's the thing, church, this all comes down to this. And I said, man, God, okay, here's the deal. Two questions for you. If he calls you, will you answer? Like he called Moses, like he called Abraham. But if he calls you, Sister Monica, will you answer? Sister Loma, Brother Glenn, Sister Yvette, Sister Shelley, Sister Loretta, Brother David, Sister Antone, and Sister Barbara, all of them, will you answer? Well, here's the second question, and this is where it gets thick. If he calls, can you answer? Ooh, man. You know what I'm asking there? Can you answer means maybe you might want to, but you're not able. Oh, Sister Loretta, you're not able. You're not physically capable. Oh, church, right? Can you imagine getting a call, but I can't answer because I really can't get out of the bed because I'm so sick. I'm on this medication. I did this. Not for the stuff that we know we have to do. I'm talking about what we had the opportunity to better control, and we're just not up to it because we're poisoning ourselves with sugar, drugs, lack of rest, no exercise, all these things, smoking, whatever it might be. Stuff that we know is not good for us.
Tell him, Pastor.
We do and say to ourselves, well, you know, that's not so bad. I need to have somewhat of a vice. I don't do all the other things, but maybe if I'm just smoking, that's okay. No, that's really not okay, right? Because it's something that's going not good into your body. In church, it goes a little deeper. I asked that question, if he calls, can you answer? Well, how about this? If he calls, the fact that you want to answer and then that you can't because of your own inflict, of your own attack on your own by itself, self-infliction, whoever. Church, yeah. How do you answer that? How do you respond to that? And see, when we start talking about the appointed time, because there's an appointed time in our life for what God wants to release to us, suppose, remember I said, we all saying like, hey, well, I'm still waiting on that promise or word. I'm still waiting to do what God called me to do or show me some other thing. Well, church, even though he knows the appointed time, but church, suppose God has to hold up the appointed time because you ain't ready. Come on, church, you're not ready. He can't give it to you because he knows in a year or two, you'll be so sick or whatever, you can't complete the calling that he put on. Church, that is a real, real rough missed opportunity. I believe the body of Christ is in its place right there in a large component, right? Meaning we can read the word, we can receive the word, we can know the word, we can say, yeah, 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 God, whatever the case may be. But in the same sentence, that's right, Sister Reddit, in the same sentence, right, sabotage on our own selves. If scripture says in 1 Corinthians 3:16-17, that the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And he also says in there, read this on your own, talks about God will take care of those that harm his temple, is the way, is kind of phrased in there, whatever. You read it yourself. Meaning, God's mainly talking about folks that are coming against us, right? Because we're representing him. But I read that and this kind of came to my church. I was like, God, I hear what you're saying about that, but suppose I'm the one that's doing the damage. Oh my God. Hey, how do you feel about that? Like, I know you don't really want to attack me. I'm supposed to be the one, and you know my other people, but I'm the one that's doing it. Whoa's me. Church, this is serious. And we've been living it so long, it's almost just kind of like, yeah, yeah, I know, we move on and we start to focus again on the other areas. But church, how many people are living? COVID is one thing, right? But we already know the reason COVID had even so much more root on our communities in particular because we already had bad health. So you add that on top of it, we don't stand a chance. No wonder we've lost so many people, or people in the hospitals or just going through whatever the case may be. We're already at a deficit. We're already at a disadvantage. So if we're not, again, saying, hey, wait a minute, I can't, nothing wrong with a piece of pie, but I don't need to eat the whole pie. Guys, I like my sweets, but I try to balance some things out. You know, on the top of that, now I am exercising or whatever. But just in the sense of, hey, I know, hey, I got good genes. I ain't gonna try to take advantage of that and just say, well, hey, you know, my father lived this long and he did all this kind of thing. You hear people say, well, I've lived this long, you know, and so why change now? If that's the way I'm going to die. But no, that's ignorance. That's talking foolish. Use wisdom. Yeah, my dad lived and, you know, I remember him and I having conversations and some of the things he was eating in his later life. And we can even say, you know, when back in the day when older folks, you know, they did this, they didn't have necessarily, you know, nutrition as their top focus or all the things, knowledge that we have now. And they sustained, well, that was God's grace. On top of that, you know, they made it through. But that doesn't mean you go the same way. Just say, well, you know, my father made it through, so I'll do it too. No, if you're really serious about the things of God, well, you got to be serious about his body. We are his body. And if we're his body and he's going to eventually use us in a greater capacity, how can he do it if I ain't going to make it? If I'm already setting myself up for the hospital because I don't do nothing, or I'm eating all this junk. That's the, guys, that's the push for the better diet and all that stuff. It's not about having muscles and looking good for this man or that man. That's vanity. I'm not saying that, you know, we don't want to be attracted. Don't get me wrong. But I'm saying that's the wrong focus. Oh, yeah, well, I'm looking at these people, all these people that are spending money to look good and all that, celebrities and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. well, hey, you know, they got money to spend in and exercise all the kind of stuff. Well, that's the way they're going about it. But again, they're attaining on pushing for a different thing, right? They want to look a certain way or have, I'm talking about for your health and living for God and his purpose. So church, that's got the announcement that God wanted me to make today. And you know, here's the interesting thing. Think about this. It's October the 22nd, 2 months left in the year. We've already another week left in October. Well, we got two of the biggest holidays of the year, Thanksgiving and Christmas. Time to celebrate, be with family, whatever you might do. Good eating. I'm not telling you not to eat. Eat and enjoy, right? You might need to push up back a little bit. Again, don't eat all the pie, whatever the case may be. But my point is, or I believe God's point is, don't wait until next year. See, a lot of people will say, well, holidays coming. Ain't no sense in me trying to start now. I'm going to ruin it by then. No. That ain't the right thinking. Start now. The holidays come. You have your portion to do what you need to do, whatever. But it just ain't to wait till next year. Because remember, church, tomorrow's not promised. We may not get to next year. So we need to start this right now. And I don't know why God is bringing us now. I don't know why. I just try to be obedient. Church, please grab a hold of that. That's the unexpected call. Because when you are doing what you're doing, right? I believe all of us on this call have good intentions. We're good folks. We're trying to do the right things out here. We want to live for God. But when we still make the excuses for our shortcomings, we're going to have shortcomings. This is a steady work, man. This is a marathon. We're always trying to prove. But it can't be, well, I'm doing the other nine things okay, so it's okay that I do this one thing wrong. No. You still got to try to work and improve on the one thing, especially if the one thing is the one that's going to take you out. And we, when it comes to our health, as crazy as it is, and as much as we suffer with all the things that come against us health-wise, it's still one of the most lax areas that we are when it comes to saying, I need to hold steady this. I can't eat all the French fries. Really, all the candy. And when I brought this up probably several months ago, we were talking about diet, because we did share about diet before. And I remember Brother Brian was talking about, I was stepping on his toes, but it was real. And because he was sharing about having a sweet tooth. Church, sugar, fried foods, you know the things. All the stuff that is not right for our diet, it doesn't mean you can't have any of it, but man, we got to cut it back. And you've made it this far. Give yourself the chance to go further. Don't go, oh, well, I'm doing just fine now, whatever. No, your clock may be about out. It just ain't happened yet. But you're getting a corrective call. See, God loves us. On a point in time, he knows when to say stuff. I wasn't planning on talking about this or whatever. I'm like, really? I thought something else was, you know, wrong, which it'll come when it's supposed to. Like, now you can't leave yet, son. Deliver it. So, church, in closing, I only had that one scripture. Because, again, I'll tell you, it's about an announcement today. Body's the temple of the Holy Spirit. The unexpected call, because if God is wanting and desiring to do some things in our life, I believe, church, there's no coincidence the people that are part of this group in this call. As you know, I tell you, this message will go to a number of different people. And if you start even seeing the messages when I send them to you and you see the views, they're getting some volumes now. Folks is looking at the work that God has had me coming through. But for this core group and who we are, God is speaking to you. He's very, very interested in your further progress and being used by him. He's got a plan and a call and an appointed time. But if we don't catch that part of it and just kind of still flowing it, it ain't going to happen. And so, church, that's all we got today. I really hope that as this day goes on and you continue on through the weekend, that this resonates with you and you get it to a place where God is really starting to show you some things. I mean, again, I'm speaking on the diet, but, you know, just the health aspect in general. He wants you to know, the final words again, there's a call, guys. Again, there's a lot of people part of this group, but particularly the ones on this call right now, there's a call on your life. More than you know. Just like Abraham, just like Joseph, they had no idea. They were minding their business. They got an unexpected call from God. And he said, go do this. But God is wanting to say the same thing to you on this call. But he can't necessarily say it if you can't really go do it. Oh, man. Because you are the holdup. And he wants you to realize that now, that he cares about you that much, church, that he's doing a stop right now. Position yourselves as you close out this year, because I got some great things I want to do. And those people that you see in the Bible, they were my people for then, but you are my people for now. And there's work to do. So, church, I love you. That's all we got. I'm going to stop it right there. As always, I'll give a chance if anybody has a comment, anything they want to make, and we'll just move on and move on with our day. Amen.
Oh, Pastor, I do have something to say.
Oh, hey, go ahead, Brother Glenn.
You touched on something that just really touched me. Absolutely. When Monica last week was talking about her struggle, you're right. I held up my pack of cigarettes because I'm also in the same struggle. And just like we get inspiration and guidance from you, our pastor, every week, and even throughout the week, we can get inspiration and direction from our congregation,
yes,
from our church family.
Yes.
And that is what happened for me. They say that God works in mysterious ways. Okay. Sometimes it's not so mysterious. Sometimes it's right in your face. And that unexpected call will be not so unexpected. Maybe he'll interrupt a call that you're on to put his call through, to get through to you. And that's what happened to me last week when Monica mentioned her struggle. And it touched me because I'm in that same struggle. And, you know, they say, well, when Jesus was being tempted by Satan out in the wilderness, Satan told him, I believe it was, to throw himself off the cliff, mm-hmm, and that God would save him. Okay. And what did Jesus say? It's not right to put the Lord thy God to the test. I recognize just what you're saying, that I've been involved in the smoking thing for some years. And I've told myself I need to stop for just what you're saying, for health reasons. Now, granted, I haven't had any health issues up till now, but I feel like I'm putting the Lord thy God to the test. Like I can just keep doing it. And guess what? He's been blessing me so far. He's been keeping me healthy, but that's putting him to the test. How long is he going to bless me that way if I keep
disobeying
him? basically. And I finally came to the conclusion that as I continue to smoke, knowing how wrong it is, knowing that God's power and his love for me gives me everything I need, including the armor of God, and we've talked about that before, to protect myself from this smoking thing. And the fact that I choose not to put on his armor to protect myself from Satan, that in itself suggests that I'm putting the Lord thy God to the test. And it also suggests a lack of faith. And it also suggests the fact that I'm yielding to Satan. And let's face it, Satan, the liar, he's the one that keeps telling me, you can go ahead and still smoke. I mean, you haven't gotten sick yet, you know? So you could smoke another one and another one, when in fact, God is telling me in so many different ways, no, you can't. You need to stop for your health. I've kept you away and out of harm's way as far as your health is concerned for how many years? And yet I'm not listening to him. But when Monica said what she said last week, that was my wake up call. That was my inspiration that, hey, God sometimes speaks, you know, works in mysterious ways, but as you said many times, let those that have eyes to see, see, and let those that have ears hear. And my ears heard last week. That was God speaking to me through Monica about her problem, and that called my problem into question. And Monica's told us how she got through it. And guess what? I'm listening. I have ears to hear, and I'm hearing, and I'm gonna do just what Monica did. I am going to lean on the Lord and my belief and trust in him that he can carry me through and pass this temptation from Satan, because he is the Lord our God. He is the power, and I just have to believe and trust in him. Yes. And that's what I haven't been doing. And I'm clear on it now that that's what I have to do, is trust the Lord. He is the one that has my best interest at heart, not Satan. God is the one. So I need to obey him, and that is the way that I'll get through this. Thank you very much.
Amen, Brother Glenn. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, cousin.
Appreciate you sharing that. Okay. Wow, Terry. Well, no one else has anything they want to add. I'll go ahead.
I just want to say this real quick.
Go ahead.
This struck me as Brother Glenn was speaking. I was not, what moved me was that Sister Monica is the daughter of one of the other sisters. Glenn is his mother was the younger sister. For those of you who don't know, Pastor, Mom, and Glenn are first cousins. Their mothers are sisters, and they're each different sisters.
Yes.
I think Conrad's mother, Pastor's mother, is the middle sister.
Yep. Right.
And what I was struck with was Brother Glenn, salvation and deliverance has come to your line.
Yeah.
It started with the older sister. In her seed, it's coming through. Your mom was the youngest sister. It's coming.
Yes.
Coming.
Yes. So
just know that.
I'm going to just go ahead and close this in prayer. Wow. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Father. You're so good. You show up week after week and do what you do. You just love us that much. Who am I, God, that you would choose me? But I thank you. Thank you that you're using me in this way. That as you speak, Father, through me, that is touching people and bringing closer to me. And that's all I want to do. So, Father, as we go forward each day, we just ask you to continue to protect us, keep your hedge of protection around us. Everybody on this call, Father God, that we have some immediate family, Father God, but everybody on this call is family. I'm so blessed to be connected with each and every one of them, known each of them in a special way. Father God, we got special things to do. This world is falling by the wayside, Father. But if you could just use us, be remnant, Father God, to push people where we are, it's a game changer. It makes a big difference. So Father, again, we just praise you. We thank you. Be with each person as they go through the week, Father God. Continue to show them, Lord, what it is that you have for them. The unexpected call, Father God, for the appointed time. Wow. Thank you, Father. We give you all the praise this day. In Jesus' name, amen.